Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. But Valentine's Day.
Yes, Valentine's Day. Shout out to my Valentine, my wife, Teresa. Oh, my goodness. You know, did you know? I don't know yet.
Did I know what?
Valentine's Day today.
What?
But did you know? I got some interesting statistics here to share with you.
Oh, you got stats on Valentine? Stat man. I think we're going to put a big S on your shirt. Go ahead.
From the National Retail Federation.
Oh, they're definitely the serious source,
yeah,
right?
They got the numbers here.
Yeah.
They say 59% of people will be celebrating Valentine's this year. And I guess how much money is going to be spent? This is like dollars today.
Mm-hmm.
Dollars, American, not pesos, but American pesos. Dollars
right.
are going to be spent today.
Today?
On Valentine's Day. Well, let's say today or on this holiday. 2013, 10.4. Now, this is just on significant others and spouses. $10.4 billion.
$10.4 billion.
$1 billion. That's with a B.
Oh my goodness!
Now that's up from last year, which was 10.2. They're spending. This is not just significant others. Now on their family members, they're going to be spending $3.77 billion. On your children and on your parents. So we're up now almost $14 billion just with parents, children, and significant other and spouses. And you're not going to believe this.
What?
On pets.
Yeah.
Pets.
I would. I was totally disgusted with that until I got Max.
So you got Max. Oh, he needs that bone. He needs $850 million. $850 million.
But you know, if you read the word of God and you read the laws, you know, that was given to Moses, how we treat our animals, it's very, very important how we treat the animals. We treat people better than animals, but we should definitely treat our animals well. He talks about that.
Yes, we should. Don't treat them wrong. That's why I love my dog, Teresa. Private joke.
Oh, is it?
Oh, Diesel.
Oh, is it?
It smells good. So think about it. All this money being spent on Valentine's Day, and just to share, because this is a day that you know we like to share and express love. It's a holiday that's God, I don't know how long it's been going on really, but it's a way just to.
It's been going on.
There, you know, that's a good answer.
I gotta tell you everything.
That's so good of you.
Okay.
But it's a great way just to share and tell someone that you love them, and there's so much cost and money sometimes expressing all that. But when I think about a price that was paid to show love. I think about the ultimate price that Jesus paid. I mean, Jesus loves you, loves me so much that he was willing to go to the cross. He was willing to pay the ultimate price, a price that can't even be figured and counted. I mean, it's unfathomable. The price that the Lord paid, and he gave up his own life. John tells us that greater love has no man than to lay his life down for his friend. And Jesus demonstrated that. I think about Isaiah. I love the book of Isaiah. It's one of the reasons that I named my son this name. I just love this. But this Isaiah 52:14 tells us about the graphic depiction of what happened to the Lord's body. I mean, Isaiah 52 says that just as there were many who were appalled at him, his appearance was so disfigured and beyond that of any man, and his body was marred beyond human likeness. I mean, Jesus went and died on the cross so that we wouldn't have to pay that price ourselves. He died for our sins. He died so that we won't have to go to hell and the grave. He died the punishment that was due us. And let me tell you, we were due a serious punishment, and we still are, unless we accept him as our Lord and Savior. Listen, you know, God's hammer and God's judgment can fall on you, or it can fall on the cross. The price has already been paid, and that's how much Jesus loves us. Mm. He was willing to lay down his deity, his godness, if you will, and walk on this earth as a man to be the perfect sinless lamb, the ultimate sacrifice. And I just think about the Lord's love today. I said, Lord, I thank you. I thank you so much. We should be so appreciative today that his love not only, you know, saves us from the hell and the grave, but continues to love us right now, to encourage us and to give us the grace that we need every single day. I want to tell you that today, as you're sharing love with others and you're texting and you're sending pictures and flowers and all these different things that people do today, think about how much the Lord loves you. Think how much God paid the ultimate price for your love. And if you don't know him today, if you don't know him today, we're thinking about, you know, what would Jesus say? Jesus said, be my Valentine. I love you. Accept me today as your Lord and Savior. Let me tell you, the Bible says that he's a friend that sticks closer than a brother, and he'll never, never, never leave you. Accept Jesus' love today.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.